Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. We're so glad that you joined us today for our program. We are a topical Bible study here on 91.5 FM and on our website and our podcast at ourlighthouse.net. So once again, we're so glad you joined us. I would like to take a moment and welcome our guests to the program. I have my lovely wife, Lisa Radlin, with us today.
Hello. Welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so glad to have you. And we are just going to bounce around through the Word of God. We usually like to bring a topic to the table. I'll have the co-host bring the topic. Sometimes I'll bring the topic lately. But we like to just look at a certain aspect of what the Bible says about a certain thing and how that applies to everyday life and how we can take that and apply it and become all that God's called us to be in our walk with Him. So today we're going to be talking about what, Lisa?
The power of prayer.
Power of prayer, okay.
I was walking upstairs just seeking the Lord with a heart of worship, and I felt like a whisper of the Lord in my heart, and He was telling me, like, prayer is the key to catapult you to your destiny, to where you need to be.
Catapult.
And I was like, catapult? I know what that is. It's like this old time instrument that would sling like huge rocks and things up to like 1500 feet. But I was like, how does that apply to this? So I looked up catapult, and it means to advance suddenly and to launch, like a sudden release of stored energy. And I just was like, wow, that's pretty amazing. We need to get more into prayer because it's
absolutely
very important.
You know what I always look at when I think of catapults is they were always trying to tear down walls. You know, they would be coming against a walled city or an area that they were trying to penetrate through. And I do believe that God has a catapult effect for 2024. I felt like as I was praying, God was saying, you know, it's going to be an open door in 2024. And in order for that to happen, you know, we've got to break down the walls. We've got to build and make an opening for things to be able to, so that we can move through them. And I do believe, like you're saying, prayer is one of those major catapults that are going to begin to infiltrate and knock down the enemy's walls in our lives. You know, we've got walls that have been built in our lives, each and every one of us. And in order to break down those walls, and I do believe that prayer will be one of the key things that we do.
And we can live a lifestyle of prayer. I mean, there's scriptures that say pray without ceasing. How do you pray without ceasing? I think it's just having a heart posture of just communicating with the Lord, basically.
Sure.
And so I love the verse in Mark 11, 23 and 24. It says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, that he shall have whatsoever he saith." So that's actually the King James Version.
Sure.
But I actually love that because of the, here's the other verse too. I forgot about this one. "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." The thing that really stood out to me was the "when you pray." It's like, are we praying? Because when you pray, you're going to see these things happen. But there's like six key things in the scripture that really stood out to me. And the first thing in this version, especially in King James, was the "whosoever." It's like, who is a whosoever? We are.
Right.
We all are a whosoever. So anyone should be able to say to this mountain. So number two is shall say. It's important to speak out of your mouth, like speak to sickness, speak to the mountain of not enough. Speak to the mountain of lack. Speak to the mountain of anxiety and depression. We all have things in our lives, like even right now, like my body is trying, the enemy is trying to come against me with just a sickness. And I'm like, no, I'm not receiving right. that. I come against it in Jesus' name. I speak to my lungs. I speak to my sinuses and I command them to line up with the word of God that says, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed, and I receive it. I'm healthy and 100% whole in Jesus' name. And so another thing that in that scripture is not to doubt. It says, don't doubt. So what do you have to do? You have to believe. And how do you believe? When you believe, you receive. And what about a whatsoever? In that scripture, it says, whatsoever you say. So what is whatsoever? That means you will have anything. What are you saying? And are you speaking God's promises out of your mouth? There's so much power in the word of God. But you have to proclaim it over your life if you want to see it come to pass.
Sure.
And then number five is whatever. Whatever is anything. Anything that we pray, we can receive as long as you have faith and believe.
Yeah, that's amazing. So when you pray, which we should all be praying, right?
Yes.
These are the things that are really just standing out in that scripture. And these are six key things. You know, I look back at the very first part of that scripture and, you know, whoever shall say, I mean, we talk about this all the time on the program, that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What are you speaking? You know, the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What are the words that are coming out in situations? And I have both. Even as a pastor, I'm constantly having to check myself and look at what's coming out of my mouth, because the heart is the wellspring of life, and then it's going to speak words, and words have power. And, you know, as a whatsoever, or I mean as a whosoever, you know, I have to be careful, because I can actually build mountains or I can move mountains, you know, in my life with my words. So if I want something removed, then when I'm praying, I'm actually going to speak life over that situation. I've had so many different circumstances in my life, like take healing, for instance. You know, we've all dealt with sickness in one manner, from a cold to cancer. And, you know, the whosoever shall say to the mountain of cancer, be removed in their life, then and cast in the sea. The not doubting in your heart part is where it really comes into play. You've got to play this card, and you've got to be willing to stand on the promises of God and the word of God in your life above and beyond what the circumstances of the actual situation are pointing to in our lives. We've got to be willing to go, no, this is what God said, and I'm going to believe that above everything else. Now,
above the doctor's report, above what I'm seeing on this PET scan. It's like, you know what? That shows that there's cancer there, but God says, by his stripes, I'm healed. Jesus says, by his stripes, I'm healed. So I'm going to speak it over my life. I'm going to curse that cancer in the name of Jesus, just like Jesus cursed that fig tree. He said, hey, no one's going to eat fruit from you ever again, you know, and then the fig tree curse. Well, the same thing. We can curse diseases and sickness in our body. In the name of Jesus, you are cursed. I speak life to myself. I speak every organ in my body is healthy and strong in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus cursed the fig tree because it was lying. You know, it had leaves on it, so it should have had figs. You know, I always say to myself, what if somebody had just picked all
That's
the figs off
thinking.
That tree? But, you know, the tree was actually not producing what it was supposed to be producing in our lives. And I think many times diseases and different things that are attacking us are lies from the enemy. And we accept those into our heart and we believe those things about ourselves. And then the enemy can solidify that. But I really do believe it's powerful when a believer in Jesus Christ stands on the word of God and begins to declare it above and beyond by faith. That I am going to believe what your word says in spite of the circumstances that I'm experiencing. That is the moment when God shows up in people's lives. And that's, you know, our job as believers is to encourage other people to get to that place as well. It's not just I need to be there for myself, but I need to help other people, you know, become a whosoever says to their mountain, be removed. And, you know, they're doubting in their heart. They're wavering. The enemy's got them in the ropes, and he's punching them, and he's tearing them down. And I believe that we have to help come alongside those in this life that are in a weaker moment. And we have to believe those things that God has said about them and us and our lives are going to come to pass. You know, the bottom line is we all get healed, you know, as believers when we graduate from this life. You know, if we die, we still win. You know, I've said that 100 times to different people when they're battling sicknesses. I said, you're a believer in Jesus Christ. You have heaven as your reward. All of heaven is behind you. And as you stand in faith, believing for this to be released in your life and for healing to come, it may come in this life or it may come in the life to follow, but healing is going to come to you because you have promises and you have the word of God, which says he's gone to prepare a place for you. And there will be no turmoil. There will be no sickness. There will be no disease in heaven. And so every person that I know that has, you know, believed God for healing as a believer now, there's a difference if you're not a believer. You don't have the same promises to stand on through Christ as you do when you're not in Christ. So, but every believer will be healed. Jesus came to defeat the enemy. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Well, what is abundant life? Well, it's eternal life, and eternal life is our reward as a believer. So, whatever things you ask, when you pray, you see, we're entering into the heavenly realm through prayer now, even in this life. And then through that, we're going to walk with God through all of eternity, whether we are in this life or we move past this life into a eternal life with him. We are going to move through prayer. You know, we are going to have a relationship with Jesus, whether it's through faith and through prayer now, or if it's face to face when we get there. But the bottom line is God gave us his word, his promises are true, and it's important that, you know, we say what the Bible says about us, and we speak out of our mouth against these mountains, and we don't doubt.
And I think it's important, too, when people are in a battle, that we're there to help them. Because sometimes they're fighting cancer or sickness, and they're really feeling weak, and they need believers to get behind them and support them.
Sure, just they like, get weary.
Yeah, just like when Moses was in the battle back in Exodus 17, and it took Aaron and her to hold his hands up, one on each side, so that his hands remained steady so that he could actually continue holding his arms up, so they won the battle. And so it's like sometimes we need to get involved with people that are dealing with sickness and just get in there and help them and speak the word over them. And it's important too, as someone that's going through sickness and disease, to get those scriptures playing. You can listen to the Bible. There's apps where you can listen to the Bible, get worship music going, get the word of God constantly going through. Because that is going to produce life, and that's going to produce healing and stir up your faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So start listening to teaching and faith healing.
Right.
You could start listening to Ken Hagin teachings. I love, literally, I spend 6 hours a day in Bible college while I'm driving around.
Yeah.
I'm listening
Working.
To all these teachings from Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, just different faith teachers, and I'm speaking the word, and I also listen to scriptures, and then I listen to worship, and I'm just building my faith as I'm out serving people. So it's important to just take that time and set aside certain times where you can actually just fill yourself with the word of God.
Yeah, I loved in Matthew 21:22 where you were like talking about, and whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive them. You know, that's that not doubting part that we see when we're speaking to mountains, when we're dealing with things and looking at things through prayer. We have to go into prayer with a confidence, with an authority that's been given to us by God, standing in the promises that have been made, knowing and with full assurance that what God has said, he's more than able to do and willing to do and is doing in accordance with his word, that all of heaven is going to be behind us in those moments.
And the word receive in Greek means take. So what are you taking that God has for you? Start praying and believing, and you will take all that God has for you. Because we take authority in the name of Jesus as well. And it's a really important. In John 14, 12 through 14, it says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified to the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." So faith is the force that changes natural things. Faith speaks it and takes it. So we need to have faith in God. It's so important.
Yeah, I love that, because whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. That is so open-ended. You know, it's like, God, I'm going to ask this in your name. Now, here's the thing, is God's looking for you to ask for the things that are in his word. He's not like, oh yeah, God, in Jesus' name, I'm asking for, you know, a new Ferrari or whatever.
I want
God
my neighbor's boat, Lord. I'm
work
taking that
in
Jesus' name.
With his word. And I think we have to be really in tune with the Holy Spirit, and we have to be praying and seeking God to know what to ask.
Right.
You know, for, so that it's in accordance with his will for our lives, for others' lives, for the world. I think we can try to ask God for a lot of things that are, you know, for our own lust or our own desires. And I think that God's looking for people that are going to lay all that aside, okay, and believe the promises that he has given us in his word, promises of health, promises of prosperity, promises of deliverance from darkness and being translated into the kingdom of his Son through the blood of Jesus. We can walk in this life with an anointing greater than Jesus walked in his life, because he said, the things that I've done, you will do, and even greater things will you do, because I'm going to the Father. We have an advocate.
We have the Holy Spirit with us as well.
Right.
And it's so cool, because the Bible says that my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So what things do you need? Do you need groceries? Guess what? My God supplies all your needs.
Right.
Yes, the prices of the grocery store are getting higher, but does that matter? Is that too big for God? He has it. He has it in abundance, and he can bring it in any way you would never least expect.
Yeah.
It could be anything. You never know.
The scripture that comes to mind when you say that is, he said, "I'll supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus." So through prayer, which is really the focus today, we've kind of been bouncing on the edge of prayer and faith, you know, with this program. But through prayer, God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, because when we're in prayer, we're in Christ Jesus. We are coming to God. We are believing his promises. You know, prayer shouldn't be a whining session for you going, "God, what is it going on here? I need this and I need that." No.
Why, God, why? When, God,
right.
When?
No, it's like, it's when whosoever believes in the word of God says that whatsoever the word of God says is true is mine, and they go and they grab it in the heavenly realm. They begin to declare the promises of God, which I don't do enough in my own life. I've got to get better at standing on and speaking and confessing the promises of God. And even as a pastor, I mean, I do those things, but so many times we just get caught up in everyday life and we forget, or we don't do it. We let the situations and circumstances of life just kind of mow us over a little bit, and then we swing back around and we go, "Wait a minute, hold on." Instead of being there the whole time and purposefully and willfully submitting ourselves to the Word of God and just going at it from that perspective in our life, we've got to begin to know the Word, stand on the Word, speak the Word, and then see the word of God come true over our lives through prayer. That's where all that happens, the standing, the believing, and faith, all that happens through your prayer life.
Amen. And I think that one of the powerful ways to start with our prayer is to start with just praising and giving thanks to the Lord. We have so much to be thankful for. And so we can enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. Psalm 100 verse 4. There's so many scriptures in the Psalms that you could read over that are praise and giving honor and glory to the Lord. Just start breaking out the Psalms and start, you could even start making your own music to it, because a lot of songs that we sing, worship songs, are directly out of Psalms.
Yeah, they're just scriptures.
Even
and
this
stuff
one,
that
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. There's a song like that. I mean,
enter his courts with
praise. So we should start declaring the word of God over our lives. And I love this. In Colossians 3 verse 16, it says, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Because as you posture your heart in a heart of worship, that's how you can transition into your prayer. You start with just praising the Lord and thanking him for all the blessings in your life and thanking him for his goodness and his mercy endures forever. And then you say, thank you, Father, that by your stripes I'm healed. Thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against me will prosper. And just continue on with that.
Sure. I love that, because in Colossians 3:16, I think there's a key there to how to have a successful prayer life, and that is letting the word of Christ dwell in you. All right, so you're putting the word in, right, with teaching and admonishing. You said that earlier, getting those tapes out, listening to preaching, listening to series, and then admonishing one another. That means sharing what God is speaking with us, which is what we're doing here today with you guys on the radio, admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. But here's the linchpin. You know, it's singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Are you grateful? Are you thankful for what God has done for you? He has done so much for each and every one of us. He commended his love towards us that while we were sinners, Christ came and he died for us. He gave his life. You know, he gave up his deity and became a man and wrapped himself in human flesh for eternity, you know, as Jesus, the Son of God, now sitting on the throne as King of Kings, which means he's King of Heaven and King of Earth. He's holding the keys of death and hell, and everything that we need, everything that we possess, we're going to have to possess through him. So through prayer, we can access heaven, and with thankfulness, we can go to God and just say, I am so grateful for all that you've done for us in our lives.
Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. That's Ephesians 5:20. How do we always give thanks? We just have a heart posture of just walking in gratefulness and thankfulness to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. There's so much we have to be thankful for. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. If you have hardly any food in your pantry, there's still something to be thankful for. And
sure,
God will thank him for what you have, and he's going to bless you with more and abundance and stand on his
promises.
Because
sometimes life gives us things we're not thankful for, honestly.
Right.
You know, life hands you lemons. You know, the word, it says, make lemonade. and that's what thankfulness does. It says, God, in spite of everything that's going on here in my life,
yet will I praise thee.
Yet will I praise you. I love
even
that.
Even in the storms of life.
Yeah, even in the storm, I'll praise you. I will give thanks to you in good times, bad times. I think we just need to know and understand that God is with us, and he loves us, he's for us. And he's ready to move mountains if we'll speak it. It's really, the authority is on us. So I want to come back here in a minute. We're going to take a quick break, and let's talk a little bit about the authority that we have as believers and how God can use us in a mighty way. We'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Hey,
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Hello, everyone. Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and I just wanted to take a moment and invite each and every one of you to our Christmas Eve services. It's going to be December the 24th at 4 and 5:30 p.m. here at Lighthouse Church, located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Please join us as we celebrate the joyous holidays and the birth of Jesus Christ here at our church. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's me and Lisa today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Just sharing with everybody. We've been talking about prayer, which turned more into a conversation about faith, which has turned into a conversation about the authority that we have. And Jesus is the King of Kings, everybody. He is Lord of Lords. He is sitting on the right hand of the Father, and he is in power. And through prayer, we can access everything that God has for us. And Jesus is looking to us, and he wants us to walk in the same authority he has. He wants us doing the same things that he's done and even greater things. So we've got a scripture we want to share with you. Lisa, would you read that?
It's Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came and told his disciples, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
So believe, be baptized, and in the name of Jesus. Come on. That's part of the great commission that God has given us. But see, Jesus has all authority, and he's given it to us as believers. And through prayer and with faith, we can activate heaven and all of its resources in our lives. So take that step of faith, get down on your knees and get into prayer and just begin to talk to the Lord and begin to declare what his word says. Don't beg God, don't ask God to do things. He's already given you the authority to do it. Stand on the promises and speak them forth over the situations that you're coming across in your life. Tell that mountain to be removed in your family's life, in your friends' lives, in those around you, your coworkers. Tell that stuff to get lost and then begin to stand on the word of God, release the promises of God through his word, and you'll begin to see great victory in your life.
Amen. And continue to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And that's in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. So rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. So trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Put your faith and hope in God and get on your knees and start praying, spending more time in his word and spending more time in his presence, because you're going to see breakthrough in your life when you put God first, and it's amazing.
We release breakthrough over each one of you in your lives right here, right now, today. Father, I just
thank you, Father,
for everybody who's listening and under the sound of our voice.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
We declare your breakthrough over them, your victory. Lord, help them with their prayer lives. Help them to stand in faith and help them to do the things that you've done, Jesus, and even greater things through this life, because they are believers in you, Jesus.
Amen.
We're so thankful for you. Thanks for being with us today. Have a good day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.